Shmuel Aleph Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Tes Zayin. So Shmuel is in the middle of his tochacha of Klal Yisrael a little bit here, and says, if you and your king follow Hashem, everything's going to be great, and you will exist for a very long time. But if you don't, punishment will come. Gam atah his yatzvu uru'u es hadavar hagadol hazeh. Even now, Shmuel now tells them, stand and see this great thing that Hashem is going to show you. Asher Hashem oseh le'inechem. That Hashem is going to do right before your eyes. An os, a sign, is going to be given to them. And Shmuel is saying, Rashi says, just as through his tefillah, Shmuel can change the natural order of things, as we're about to see, where he's going to bring a miraculous weather change all of a sudden, with no global warming involved. So too, if milchama comes upon you, Rashi says, then my tefillah can bring about miracles that will help you survive the enemies. That is, in another way of looking at it, we can violate the natural order for the weather miracle that's going to happen now. We can violate the natural order that a nation with a tiny army of 300, like Gideon had, can defeat, can wipe out an innumerable enemy that comes upon Klal Yisrael. In the natural course of things, the Jews should not still exist. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha Pratis that keeps us here. And so, you didn't need... Rashi ends it again with a slight shtach here at Klal Yisrael. You didn't need to ask for a king while I was alive, even though I am old. Look what I am still capable of doing through my tefillah. And this is not ego. This is not a demonstration of how great he is. The king is already crowned. Shmuel is not trying to turn back the clock. He is telling the Jewish people, are you aware of what you have done? We're going to see when Klal Yisrael answers, they're still not so aware. Their answer is remarkable to me. I find it really tremendous what they're going to say. But watch. Watch what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do in an easy way to prove what can happen. Yud Zayin. Halok Tzir Chitim Hayom. Today is today not the time of the wheat harvest. In Eretz Yisrael, wheat is harvested Shavuos time. The Shtei HaLechem, make the new Chadash mutter to everybody to eat, right around Shavuos. So call it June time. And from May through September-ish is the dry season. Rain or thunder is very rare. It almost never comes. In fact, if rain does fall during these months when the crops are growing, it's going to interrupt the wheat harvest and destroy the young buds that are coming up from the ground. And it's considered a curse for Klal Yisrael. And Shmuel says, despite the fact that it's the dry season right now, Ekra el Hashem, v'yitein kolosu matar. I am going to call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he will send thunderclaps and rain. Kolos, loud sounds. Ude'u u'ru'u ki ro'aschem rabo asher asisem be'inei Hashem. And you will know, and you will see, the evil that you have done in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rabba, is very great. And what is that evil? Lish'ol lochem melech. To ask for yourselves a king. It is tremendously significant that the sign that Shmuel HaNavi is going to call down to demonstrate to Klal Yisrael what they have done is a curse, not a salvation. He is showing the nation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps human beings follow the path that we choose. We have Bechira. Whether it's good or bad, we choose the direction that we go. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to continue that. You wanted a king, you got a king. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't saying it was good that you asked for a king. He was saying, fine, that's what you choose, that's what you get. But just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts Shmuel's tefillah to bring rain out of season, he accepted the nation's request for a king when it was against his will. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for you what you ask for. And sometimes that can be a curse, as in the case of the rain. In the appropriate time, appointing a king is the best thing you can do. Just as in the appropriate time when rain falls, it is a blessing to Klal Yisrael. We daven for rain all through the winter. Mashvaruch Merdek Hashem, every day. As I record this, the same Talu Mata Lebracha is tonight. Here we are, asking for rain at the right time. But requesting a king at the right time would have been a mitzvah. Requesting a king at the wrong time can lead to curses. Yudches vayikro Shmuel el Hashem vayitain Hashem kolos umotar bayomahu. So Shmuel called out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent down blasts of thunder and heavy rain, drenching rain on that day. Not tal, but matar. Vayira kol ha'am me'odes Hashem ve'es Shmuel. And the entire nation was very afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and of Shmuel. Now they realize, all of a sudden, despite everything Shmuel told them before, all the Musar, hey, maybe we shouldn't ask for a king right now. It's a terrible thing. Choosing rain, Rav Ilan Ginyan says about this, a farmer has to work so hard, tremendously hard physical work, to plant the crops and raise the crops and tend the crops. Imagine how a farmer feels after all that hard work if a pouring rain comes down during harvest season and ruins the entire crop. Shmuel is showing Klal Yisrael that Hashem invested great efforts in Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim all the way here. Now is the time when the fruits are supposed to come out, but we ruined it because we said, make us like the Goyim. We don't want to be just with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to be like the Goyim. Tremendous. Tremendous. Also, it shows the incredibly high level of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ashgacha. We should not have chosen to live under the Derech HaTeva, to be like everybody else and ask for a king. We should have known that we should have been with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his people who can do anything at any time. We had asked for a king before Shevet Yehuda had produced a king. And so now we suddenly realize we did the wrong thing. So, we'll tell Shmuel we're so sorry. But it's kind of sorry, not sorry.